eRevalue is getting ready to turn big data into stories that will support strategy, with Carlota Garcia Manas as their new Director, Research and Services. In her new role, Carlota will be leading eRevalue's work on product development from a user perspective, ensuring that Datamaran delivers the smart data users need to minimise risk and maximise competitive advantage. Here we talk to Carlota about her career, what attracted her to eRevalue, and what she plans to do in her new role. What first interested you in eRevalue?
I think it was their value proposition. They help companies make sense of our confusing current regulatory reporting and stakeholder messaging. And so the possibility of helping corporations preempting risks and identify sustainability-driven opportunities is really very attractive for me.
What will you be doing at eRevalue?
I'm going to be leading a team of analysts and experts in industry matters, environmental, social and governance data, regulation, and then basically making, translating what the users, the companies, consultants require to make sense of large volumes of data and translating all those needs into a technical proposition.
eRevalue is a women-led technology startup, something that's not often seen. Can you tell us a bit about your interest and work around gender equality at board level? How does eRevalue fit into the picture?
Sure. Well, I have had a lot of experience to look at diversity in the board place through my previous experience providing environmental, social and governance research for institutional investors. But in particular, Mariela, the CEO at eRevalue, and I met at a time when I had just been selected by UCLA in California to join 45 international leaders with potential for board membership. So this network actually further expanded my interest and understanding on how much talent really can be catapulted into decision-making by opening doors to ambitious women. As it happens, I'm actually ultimately interested in bringing talented diversity into the workplace.
You've had a fascinating career. How did you come to where you are now?
Well, for me, I have always been curiosity. I have a background, academic background in civil engineering and environmental economics, but always a passion for sustainability. So for me, the structure and the common sense that this academic background provide me to bring kind of business sense into sustainability that sometimes has been somehow misused from a PR perspective. Sometimes companies have used it more for as a communication tool rather than a business strategy and kind of integration into business model and selection and seeking competitive advantage. So I'm much more interested into the possibility of sustainability to be used as profit maximizer, as kind of a proper business tool rather than just a cost-effective tool.
What's your aim as Director, Research and Services at eRevalue?
Well, with my background in terms of having had more than a decade experience of liaising with institutional investors, I would like to help through data analytics, bring the language of the investor community and the companies closer together. I believe the capacity of translating some of those confusing messaging can support a better flow of capital and capital allocation. So put the money where it's going to make more impact, positive impact.
How will eRevalue change the game?
Data really sits at the very center of both investors and corporations' decision-making. So the technology we're developing that is shaped by a deep understanding of both kind of industries, as I said, will support the efficient flow and allocation of capital.
How do you see the state of business in terms of ESG factors in 5 years' time?
Translation, the harmonization of standards for reporting and data use can only bring benefits in terms of cost optimization, effective allocation of capitals. So the Tamaran, the signature tool that eRevalue has, is an enabling tool to reach this ideal state.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm very excited about innovation. I've always had it at the center of my kind of professional path, and in particular, being surrounded by an energetic, enthusiastic group of talented professional individuals, it cannot be a better opportunity.